to be what? To measure these things by your grace. I sank into Eden with you, alone in the church by and by. I'll read to you here, Savior, eyes. You'll need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. And the greatest of teachers won't hesitate.
I Alone on 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative. I'm Angela. Guess what? Only one sleep left until Severance season 2 drops tomorrow. So you only have to deal with my hype for one more day. Isn't that exciting? Then I'll shut up about it, unless you want to talk about it, in which case you can text me 403-264-1073. Always stoked to speak with fellow Severance fans. Totally unrelated. Okay, changing gears. Being a collector of things and getting older can be a perk. It's not so bad. It sort of depends on your perspective. And you got to look at things, you know, glass half full sometimes, right? For example, I have a number of band tees. And sometimes I try to tell myself, like, maybe it's time to mature out of my band tees. What if I started wearing, I don't know what grown-ups wear, but like not band tees. And then I go somewhere like a comedy show, like I did yesterday, and they don't even have to check my ID anymore. They just look and they're like, oh, is that a Death Cab for Cutie t-shirt? Nah, you're good. Come on in. There's no way. There's no way you're under 30. And they're usually right. So there you go. Now I have an extra use for all my band tees. They're going to get me into so many venues without my ID. It's going to be sweet. Of course, then I can't really drive home. So not sure how much of a win it is, but I'm calling it one. It's 5440 on The Edge.
97.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
heck is iconic alternative anyway?
But I'm a creep.
Let me tell you, it's a bunch of this.
Nice day for a white wedding.
And to make it spicy.
I'm only happy when it rains.
See? One good song after another.
I like it.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate it.
Song turns 30 this year. Gosh, they grow up so fast. Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains on 107.3 The Edge. I'm Angela, and there's this kind of awkward thing in the music industry right now, like a kind of tension. If you are a person who travels for music or goes to festivals at all, you may have seen this firsthand. So if you're looking at local concert listings or abroad concert listings, you might not only find Sublime on a festival stage somewhere, but Sublime with Rome headlining somewhere nearby, maybe even in the same city. So it's really, it's like there's two Sublimes kind of floating around. And yeah, it's been a little confusing. I actually really like this line in an article I was reading about it. It says, it's led to both a little bit of confusion and a little bit of ska-seasoned beef. That's fun. So obviously Sublime with Rome was sort of a project, including some of the remaining surviving members of Sublime. And they've been touring for quite a while. But then Jacob Noel, Bradley's son, kind of got an opportunity to step into his dad's shoes with surviving members of the band. And so now there's two Sublimes kind of floating around, and it's been tense. But I appreciate that Bradley's son, Jacob, he even says, he was like, listen, none of them are the real Sublime. The last Sublime show was the Phoenix Theater in May of 1996, where Bradley died. That was the last one. For now, it's borrowed time and honestly an opportunity for Jacob Noel to just be a full-time musician like his dad. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all if I could find that Hannah in that Sancho that she found. Well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho and I'd slap her down. But I really want to know, I really.
www.kenyo, just tell me already.
It's 1073edge.com.
My guns and ammunition.
shirt surprise. You take my body as your prize.
The Edge.
60-mile-per-hour kilometer at least 2,000 on the flex. We pay the first grant, 6.5 APR plus tax.
Heard the news online? It's getting national coverage. Northstar Ford's unmatchable deal on Escape all-wheel drive, $149 every couple of weeks. Only Northstar Ford Escapes are $149, including mobile service till 2027 in your driveway. A payment of $149 and Northstar provides mobile service, parts, and labor. No one in the country offers this. Cash buyers drive for as little as $5,100 a year with no resale risk. $149 biweekly or $5,100 a year. Offer ends January 31st.
When was the last time someone asked you a really good question? Not,
so what do you do?
But a question that made you think, like,
what's important to you right now?
At ATB, we know the best answers come from asking thoughtful questions, getting to know you until together we answer the question no search engine or influencer can. What's the right thing to do for you? That's how ATB powers possibility.
Home Network is here.
We are so lucky to be a part of this.
Every Thursday, watch heartwarming programs like an all-new Extreme Makeover Home Edition at 8.
We have 96 hours to build a house.
And Honest Renovation, starring Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis at 9.
Changing these homes, we can change families.
There's no place like it. Home Network, stream on STACKTV.
Brought to you by Tangerine, official launch partner of Home Network.
There you are, alone in your car, waiting at a red light. Suddenly, there she is, pressed against your window, holding a homemade cardboard sign. Can you really tell what it says about her? Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
Dear kids up front, thank you to the ticket holders who gave us the football game tickets. It was my first game ever. There were some great catches and a huge fireworks at the end.
Kids up front receive thank you letters like this from the kids who attended their first event. Help make more firsts happen for a deserving child by donating your tickets, money, or time today. Visit kidsupfrontcalgary.com.
More than a ticket.
Experience Tennessee Williams' iconic tale of passion, conflict, and desire brought to life on stage with A Streetcar Named Desire at Theater Calgary. In this award-winning play, tensions run high as a dangerous power struggle is set in motion. Don't miss Blanche, Stanley, and Stella as their worlds collide in this timeless masterpiece. A Streetcar Named Desire runs January 28th to February 23rd at Theater Calgary. Tickets start at just $44 at theatercalgary.com.
Welcome to 107.3 Iconic Alternative. We promise this. We'll play a unique mix of fun songs, along with some regular surprises. And most importantly, we'll never put pineapple on your pizza. Because it's just wrong.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
bittersweet. Holy roller coaster, but I'm on my feet. Take me to the river, let me on your shore. I'll be coming back, maybe I'll be coming back for more. Do-do-do-do, dingo, sing it, don't bongo, ding. But I'm a summer, no more congo, ding. Like an apple kiss, but I will not endeavor. Simple pleasures, I'm a special, but I won't regret it never.
Another Canadian artist.
It's the law. And I'll tell you this, I'm not going back to prison.
This is 107.3, The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
From the retro bin!
1978.
is the part where I say something sarcastic or acerbic, maybe even witty. Ah, dang, I'm out of time.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Big Empty on 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative. I'm Angela. And for the record, this isn't like an investment in the wheelings and dealings of celebrities so much as like rubbernecking at a fender bender to watch people yell at each other out of a morbid curiosity. That's all. There's a big lawsuit making headlines right now. Blake Lively, with the support of her husband, Ryan Reynolds, have filed a suit against a collaborator, Justin Baldoni, alleging sexual harassment and orchestrating a retaliatory online campaign against her during the production and marketing of a film, It Ends With Us. But this is one of those lawsuits that is seemingly multiplying, because now Justin Baldoni is suing Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds for defamation of character because of the portrayal of Nice Pool in Deadpool and Wolverine, which from the outside looking in is a weird move. He's alleging bullying, that they're bullying him and making fun of him and defaming his character. And the movie's been out for a while, and it's only now bothering him, now that he has a lawsuit against him. It's just this weird thing where you're hearing an accusation of sexual harassment and you're responding with, yeah, but they made fun of me. It's just an interesting choice, and I'm curious to see how it plays out.
play only the good songs?
We can.
We do.
And we will.
Okay, just checking.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Q. Calgary.
Just a moment. I hear people wanting something.
What's up? This is Eddie Vedder from the band Pearl Jam.
Hi, this is Beck.
This is Gavin Rossdale of the band Bush.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.